Hey, hey, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Monday, May the 11th, and I'm glad to have you along with me for the next 30 minutes. We're going to talk about confidence, and specifically the confidence that we need to have if God asks us to do something. Now, that something could be as simple as surviving another day of quarantine life or dealing with the fears of COVID-19, whatever it may be, or maybe financial difficulties. The idea here is that if God brings you to it, he's going to see you through it. We're going to look at a Bible verse from the book of Judges today. This is something that the Lord spoke to Gideon when Gideon didn't have a lot of confidence. And it's something that I wrote about in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. This is the reflection that I talked about. And I think it's appropriate that we talk about it today. How do we keep going if we feel that we are in over our heads, right? And it's very easy for us to feel that way now. So we'll talk about that throughout the rest of the program. I want to let you know some news too. Now remember, last week on the show, I talked about wanting to do a daily devotional, an inspirational devotional to kind of keep you going, similar to what I'm doing on Facebook right now. Well, I've got it in place, and if you would like to sign up for what I call Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, this is a daily message that I'll be sending to your inbox free of charge every day. I'm not going to use it to spam you or anything. This is just a daily message. You can sign up by going to my website, followingthetruth.com, and just put in your email address. If you'd like, you can put your name in as well, but really all you need to do is put your email address in, and you're going to be added to the list, and every day in your inbox, you're going to get my devotional Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled message. Obviously, the message is to let not your heart be troubled, to help you to maintain hope in the midst of any difficulty that comes your way. So if you're interested in doing that, please just go to my website, followingthetruth.com. And there'll be a button there which allows you to sign up for my daily Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled devotional. At this point in time, it's the same message that I'm putting out on Facebook every day on my Gary Zimak speaker and author page, but I realize not everybody has Facebook, and some people just want to get it in their inbox, so I thought that it would be good to do that. I'm surprised I was able to get this done so quickly. I was a little hesitant to see if I could put this together, but the good Lord provided, and I was able to get it up and running. So if you want to get on board with the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily email devotional delivered to your inbox from yours truly every day, just go to followingthetruth.com and sign up there. Now, today, as I said, we're going to talk about a verse from the book of Judges, which happens to coincide with the message that I sent out on email today. So in case you didn't sign up, you want to hear about it, you came to the right place. We're going to talk about that on the show right now. Let's do something super important. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and thank him for the fact that he got us through the weekend. He got us to another day. He is here with us. We're going to turn to him. We are going to thank him. And we're going to ask for what we need. And I'm also going to ask that I can deliver his message today. I don't want to give you my message. I want to give you his message. So if you join me, let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for getting us to this point in time. Father, we know that if it was not for your providential care, that we would not be here. Obviously, you love us. Obviously, you are taking care of us. Obviously, just as you led your people throughout the years, you lead us this day. Father, please, we ask you to put an end to the coronavirus. Please keep us safe. Help all of those who are suffering in any way from this virus right now, either medically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. We pray for your complete healing on them. And we pray, Father, for to be delivered from this spirit of fear and bondage that many, many people are experiencing right now. We pray that your peace fills the heart of every person on the planet right now, which is totally possible for you to do. So I'm going to ask big today. I ask you, Father, to help us with any of our problems, whatever they may be. Please provide for our needs, both material and spiritual. And Father, use me as your instrument today on the program. Please give me the words. You have a message that I know you want delivered. please let me know what that message is so I can get it across. And of course, in order to do that, I pray for a special and brand new outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that my words can be guided right now. And I pray that all of our hearts can be open so that we can hear the message. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, again, I want to thank you for listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. And if you missed the opening announcement, please go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, if you want to sign up for my daily Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled email devotional. You know, I thought it was time to do this. I say that I want to walk with you. That's one way that I can do it, by providing these little inspirational, hopeful messages every day. Now, today on the show, we're going to talk about this Bible passage or verse from the book of Judges. It's Judges 6:23, and it's the words of the Lord, the words of the Lord as spoken to Gideon. Now, just to give you some insight, what happened was Gideon was a young man, not especially gifted, not especially confident, somebody that was not highly regarded as a leader. You know, you know the type of person who's a leader and they can seem to get whatever needs to get done, and they can get people to rally behind them. Well, that wasn't the case with Gideon. But Israel, as was the case so many times, Israel had so many enemies. Everybody was out to get them. They were helpless, right? So the Midianites were enemies of Israel, and Israel was very much threatened by the Midianites. Gideon prayed to God and asked for relief. He asked to be delivered, that his people could be delivered from the hand of the Midianites. Now, surprisingly, but this is the way God works. If you look throughout sacred scripture, you see this common theme. He always seems to choose the unlikely characters to get his work done, doesn't he? The weak people, the incompetent, the helpless, you know, that's probably why I'm doing what I'm doing. That trend continues. But, you know, he picks people who aren't especially well-regarded in the eyes of the world. People who just say yes. People that are willing to let him work through them. And this is what happened with Gideon. So Gideon's praying for relief from the hand of the Midianites. And God said, sure, you're going to be the guy to lead your people out of the danger. You're going to be the guy chosen to go up against the Midianites and win the battle. And Gideon said, wait a minute. You got the wrong guy. I'm not the guy. Nobody's going to listen to me. Who am I? I'm a nobody. And God basically said, I mean, not in these words, but that's fine. I can work with you. I choose nobodies. Again, look through the Old Testament. You're going to see this play out over and over and over again. You're also going to see it in the New Testament. Look at who Jesus chose for the apostles. You know, so this is what happened. So the verse that God's message to Gideon after Gideon said, come on, Lord, this is not going to work out. I'm not the right guy. I'm afraid. The Lord said to Gideon in Judges 6:23, peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Now, this was the assurance. Now, Gideon needed to be assured in a few different ways, but this is one of the messages that the Lord gave to him. And I thought for us today, this would be a good reflection. Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Now, this is a three-parter. There's a good chance you are struggling right now with some aspect of COVID-19. Many people are struggling with this around the world. I mean, I have never seen this many people be afraid of the same problem. It's truly unbelievable. But also, there are unrelated problems that several people are struggling with that I know of. People that are dealing with completely unrelated issues, such as cancer, such as other loneliness issues, relationship problems, other medical ailments that are not COVID-19 related. But the point is, so many times we get into a situation, a predicament, such as is the case with Gideon. It's hopeless. He looked at it as completely hopeless. He did not know what to do in order to get out of this situation. And then God goes and says, all right, you're the guy. And he says, I can't do this. I can't handle this. Are you feeling like that today? Are you feeling that I cannot take one more day of quarantine? I don't know how this is going to end. I don't know how I'm going to keep my head on straight. I don't know how I'm going to get my work done if you're working from home. So many different things you could be feeling right now. Well, the message is to you from the Lord today, peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. And I think we need to look at this in three parts. And it's a reminder that when God brings you to something, right, when he brings you to it, he will see you through it. He is not going to put you in the middle of a storm and withhold the resources that you need to survive the storm. He's going to equip you to deal with whatever challenge you are facing. And again, you know, so many times what kills us mentally is that we look at a what-if scenario in our lives. What if I get COVID-19? What if I lose all my money? What if my house burns down? I mean, so many different scenarios we can play out in our head. And we begin to panic. Well, if this happens, I'm never going to be able to handle it. And what happens is we start feeling the negative emotions dealing with an imaginary problem because the problem doesn't exist yet in your life. God never gives grace for imaginary problems. And I've mentioned that on the show before. That's so important for us to remember. If we play a what-if game with a potential problem, which may or may not occur in our lives, we're going to feel miserable about it, right? Because we don't get any grace to deal with it. If the problem does become a real problem, in other words, if I really do encounter this thing that I'm worried about possibly happening, if and when it does become a real problem, then God will give me the grace to be at peace. So if you worry about a what if in your life, you're never going to feel peaceful about it because there is no grace associated with the problem because it's not a real problem at this point in your life. This is one of the biggest pitfalls for those of us who tend to be anxious. And this is something that can be avoided. You have to work at it. It's not an easy thing to overcome because many of us who are anxious, who tend to be worriers, we're problem solvers and we're looking for ways to fix or deal with potential problems in our lives before they happen. Sometimes you have to do that. I was having this conversation with my wife earlier today. We were talking about ordering masks for when we go out in public. That's an okay thing. Now, you don't want to dwell on it because you do need a little bit of a break. Right now, at this point in time, we're not going anywhere for the most part. I live in New Jersey. We are still under a stay-at-home order. We're not supposed to go anywhere, and that's fine. But at some point, we're going to need to be prepared and do what is necessary when that happens, right? So, yeah, we can go ahead and order a supply of masks so we all have them to go out when it's time. But I don't think we want to dwell on it to the point where all we are thinking about is masks and the coronavirus, because that will drive you nuts. What's important to remember for us today is that it is possible to experience peace in the midst of any struggle that we could ever face. That peace comes directly from the Lord. That peace is the peace Jesus gave to his apostles in the upper room when they were hiding on the day that he rose from the dead. And he walked through the door. Remember that? And he said, peace be with you. His first words to them after he rose from the dead. That peace, even though they were afraid, even though they knew that the religious leaders could possibly be looking for them because they were his followers, Jesus still gave them that supernatural peace. So the first part of this message that the Lord delivered to Gideon, I want you to believe that and to really receive that message today and receive that peace. The Lord is saying to you, peace be to you. He wants you to be at peace. Now, you might not feel it. It might be only an intellectual idea in your mind. You might say, I'm still scared. I'm still shaken. I'm still really struggling with all that's going on. But the Lord wants me to be at peace, and I know I'm doing all I can, and I know he's real and I know he's with me. Again, head knowledge, that's a start. And a lot of times that's all we get for a while until it filters down to our heart. But that's a good place to start. So peace be to you. Whatever you are going through, I'm going to pass along the Lord's words to you from Judges 6:23, peace be to you. Now notice, the Lord is not telling Gideon all your problems are going to vanish right away. He's saying, peace be to you. Be at peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Remember that from the gospel, from Sunday's Mass? Let not your heart be troubled, the message that Jesus had, and he has for us today too. So peace be to you. And then the next thing the Lord said to Gideon is another thing I'd like to pass on to you. Do not fear. Do not fear. Now, what I like about this is fear typically is an emotion that can't really be controlled. In other words, I can control whether or not I worry. We talked about this on the show before. I can control whether I worry, but I can't necessarily control my fear because it's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's a passion. It's not something that I can make a conscious effort to overcome. However, if we look at the first part of this message, then we can see how it is possible to not be afraid. Because if you notice in the Bible, the message, have no fear, be not afraid, we hear this many times. The Lord has spoken this message many times, let not your heart be troubled, as if there is something we can do about it, right? Now, again, if you're afraid right now, you can't just make yourself not be afraid, but there is something you can do. And what I suggest is that we look to the first part of this message. The way you can not allow yourself to be overcome by fear is to receive the Lord's peace. And I know this sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? This is not something we typically do. But if you want to not be afraid today, you are somehow going to have to let the Lord help you. Because there are plenty of reasons. If you take his help out of the picture, if you take his presence out of the picture, there are plenty of reasons right now for us to be afraid. Would you agree? Of course. But you are dealing with a God who is all powerful, and he is bigger than any virus or any problem that we could ever experience in life. So in order for us to not be afraid or to have no fear, or do not fear, as the Lord commanded Gideon. In other words, stop the fear. In order to do that, we've got to turn to him and accept the peace that he wants to give us. We don't have to accept it. And that's the thing we need to remember. There are times when I'm not feeling peaceful, when I am not accepting the peace that the Lord wants to give me because I'm too busy letting my mind spiral out of control. It happens to me sometimes. I mean, you think after all these books I've written, after all this, these talks that I've given on overcoming anxiety, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I slip up and I fall into it. Right now, especially when I'm tired, when I'm getting a little weary, it's easy to do that. But we need to fight against that. We need to turn to the Lord and receive the peace that he wants to give us. And he does want to give it to us. He wants to give us his peace. He wants us to be focused on him. He wants us to concentrate on the fact that he is all powerful. And when we do that, when we focus on the Lord and all that he can do for us, and willingly accept his peace, in other words, make a decision, yes, Lord, send me your peace. I will accept it. I'm going to accept your peace. Then the fear begins to go away. You know, the only way you can stop being afraid, you just can't will it. You just can't say, I'm not going to be afraid. The only way that you can actually stop the fear is by allowing the Lord to work in your life, to allow him to give you his peace. So will you do that today? This is what Gideon did. And by the way, Gideon ended up being successful by letting the Lord help him. God worked with somebody very imperfect, very inadequate, and he was able to get the job done because Gideon went along with the plan. So peace be to you. Do not fear. you shall not die. Gideon's biggest fear at this point in time was that he would die. Does that sound familiar, right? I mean, many of us are confronted in an unbelievable way, in a way like never before, with the thought of our own mortality. In other words, we're going to die. We may have felt immortal. We may have felt, you remember when this COVID-19 thing first came out? And people were thinking about the fact that, oh yes, it only affects the elderly. It only affects those with underlying conditions. It only affects people in another part of the world. And there's a certain immunity that goes along with that. And we think, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm not worried about this. I'm not dwelling on it. But then when things changed, when things shifted, when we began to hear stories of younger people getting it and people in the United States, and then I remember when in my city when people started getting it and people without underlying conditions, little by little, the fear grew. And what was the fear? That we would die. And yeah, even though we are all called, we all realize that we are all given the gift of eternal life. We will live forever, hopefully in heaven. I mean, that's the plan. You follow the Lord, you're going to live forever in heaven. That's all well and good. But what we need to consider is our earthly mortality. It's scary when somebody says you've got a serious medical diagnosis or there's a chance you can die. And our biggest fear, just like Gideon's, is that we're going to die. And the Lord's saying here to Gideon, listen, trust me. Peace. Accept my peace. Do not fear because I'm giving you my peace. And by the way, Gideon, you shall not die. This mission will not end in death for you. That was all he needed to keep going. Now, I think, look, here's the thing, and this is why we got to look at this carefully. We're all going to die one day. So I'm not going to say you will not die ever because we all know that's not true. We try to deny it. We try to not think about it, but we are all going to die one day. And that's during this Easter season, we focus on the importance of eternal life, that the Lord really created us to live with him forever. This earthly life will end, and at some point we will transition into another life, right? So we're not going to die. At this point in time, the message for all of us is, during this Easter season, when we focus on the resurrection of Jesus, the message for all of us is, we were created not just to live in this world, but forever in heaven. And at some point in time, if you're going to feel peace, you've got to accept that. You've got to look forward to it. You've got to let the Holy Spirit let you know what eternal life in heaven is going to be like. And if you do that, if you look forward to that, recognizing the fact that, yes, you will not die. You will die in this on this planet, but your life will never end. And it can be one of complete and total happiness. If you do that, that's going to intensify the peace in your life. That's the only way you're going to be able to experience peace. One of the greatest fears, and you know, I talk a lot about overcoming anxiety, and I meet a lot of people. One of the greatest fears that people have is the fear of death. Any kind of death, a painful death, a sudden death. People are afraid of dying because it involves the unknown. And sooner or later, we have to get over that if we're going to experience peace. So right now, we're all afraid we're going to die, or a lot of people are afraid they're going to die, especially with the coronavirus. Again, maybe you have some kind of cancer diagnosis or a life-threatening condition, and you are afraid. Am I going to die? I say the best thing for us to do is focus on the promise of eternal life right now, accepting the fact that, yeah, you're going to die at some point, maybe not from this, maybe from something else, maybe something completely unexpected, but focus on the positive message that Jesus Christ is bigger than death. He overcame death. If you can do that, and you're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you do that, if you do that and recognize you're not going to die, that everything in this life is just temporary anyway, then all of a sudden, you'll be able to accept and experience the peace that the Lord wants to give you, and your fear will go away because you're going to trust him more to provide for your needs, and to realize that if he has you in a situation, and many of us, as I said, we're in the same boat right now, or in the same storm. I know it's not the same boat, because everybody's in a different place, but we're in the same storm right now. We would not be in the storm if some good couldn't come out of it. So what we have to do is ask the Lord for his peace. If you need peace, ask for it, and also ask him what he is trying to teach you specifically during this pandemic or whatever you're in, whatever storm you happen to be in. Because he always puts us into these storms, or he allows them to happen in order to teach us something. Oftentimes it's to increase our faith so that we trust him more. So I think if you do that, like Gideon, you're going to feel a lot more peaceful. All right. And you know, when I sum up in the reflection from Stop Worrying and Start Living, I sum up this verse, the reflection on this verse, by saying, although it may not always seem like it, we are never alone. I want you to remember that today as we just about are out of time on the program. You're not alone. The Lord is with you. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, they're with you right now, wherever you are. Don't lose sight of that fact. Ask the Holy Spirit to make it apparent to you. Because the more you realize that, the more confidence you are going to have to face whatever it is that you have to face. Does that sound good? All right, I'm going to get out of here. Remember to go to followingthetruth.com to sign up for my daily email reflections. If you would like to help me out, help me stay on the air, help me to continue my full-time ministry by making a donation, I would greatly appreciate it. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com as well. You can just click on donate and donate securely through PayPal. That would really help me out. So if you're there signing up for the email list, why don't you consider doing that as well? Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, if you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I want to thank you for listening to the program. Remember, chill out. The Lord's with you. He wants you to have his peace. He doesn't want you to be afraid. Ask him to make his presence known. Okay, will you do that? God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow for the Tuesday episode of Following the Truth. I hope you can join me as well. Make it a good day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.